Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Tom Borg being back on the show. Tom is a member of our Brain Trust, president of Tom Borg Consulting Incorporated, consultant, speaker, trainer, and author. He's got a new book coming out later this year called True Small Business Brilliance, which I'll get him to tell us about a little bit later on. He's here to talk today about trust. Tom Borg, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back. So, Tom, I've talked about the concept of trust on this show many, 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 many times over the last almost 19 years. And it's a big deal to me. It's a big deal in the marketplace. I dedicated an entire chapter in my book to the concept of trust. When the first person dropped his weapon and said, "Let's do business," trust was there. When the other person accepted. So it's been with us. It's always been with us. I believe trust is more important today, though, than ever before. What do you think?
Totally. Jim, one of the things we need to realize is that we're living in the age of communication, and communication is really based upon trust. So I think any business owner that can do things, do the right things to build trust on a regular basis within his or her company is on their way to a more profitable business.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, and that I've tried to tell them, I mean, it's not like it's hard to understand. It's just that we don't often think about it this way, is I've tried to help people understand for all these years now that trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice. All right, today, you promised to be on our show last week or the week before, whenever we booked you. We haven't talked since then, but we sent you a reminder, probably Friday, we sent you a reminder about being on the show, and maybe you responded, maybe you didn't, but you told us you were going to be on the show, you accepted our offer, we trusted you to be there when the phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
And so, look how efficient that is. I didn't have to have another backup customer, a guest, or anything like that. When you and I drive down the road, we trust people to stay on their side of the in their lane, don't we?
That's right.
So it's a very trust is not just the right thing to do. It's a best practice, isn't it?
It
saves money, it makes money, and there's a lot more happiness with trust.
I think you're absolutely right there. You know, Jim, that's the key. I think if a leader's going to do that, he's got to be or she's got to be aware of some basic things they can do that can help build a business when it comes to communication, but also some things that they could be doing that could be barriers to building good communication and trust within their small business.
What's an example of a trust barrier?
For instance, leaders just not approachable. For example, if a leader is somebody that's kind of abrasive, surly, always in a hurry. Now, this doesn't build the kind of opportunity for employees or managers to approach that person without feeling that they're interrupting them or maybe afraid that they're going to be discipline for interrupting mm-hmm. them. See, so a leader has to be aware of what, you know, they need to take a look at just how they're coming across to the people that work for them. And if they can do that, I think they're going to find that they're going to have a lot more communication happening within the organization.
If you say you have an open door policy, have an open door policy. Mm-hmm. Don't open the door and then give people a hassle because they walk through it.
That's right. That's right.
So whatever, and of course it doesn't matter whether it's open door or whatever. The main thing is you know, I love what Socrates is alleged to have said 2,500 years ago. He said, "The greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be."
Mm-hmm.
And that's trust is all over that, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think too often people don't realize that trust, as you said earlier, is the foundation for a solid business, and they just need to just be aware of it and maybe do a little more in that area of making sure that it's happening, make it easy or to happen in their business. Another example could be where people come to the owner and give them some bad news and they're shot.
Yeah.
You know, we've often heard that messengers are shot. And mm-hmm. we can do that in a lot of different ways. In the way we look at the person, the way we respond to the person. So it's important to let people know it's good to come to them with the good things as well as the bad things they need to know about, because that way they can run a better business.
Even if you may, even if that person is caused the problem.
Yes.
They've
yes.
got to, they've got to believe that the boss is going to say, okay, I know you didn't do it on purpose. What did we learn?
Exactly.
Yeah. I need a website, Tom.
Website, TomBorgConsulting.com.
B-O-R-G is the, how you spell his last name. Tom and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Here's Chicago. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.